Welcome again, everyone, to our Wednesday evening community prayer, and a special welcome to you, Nina. Hello.
Hi, greetings, Monica. Good to
Hello.
hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, what a beautiful day, huh? Anything you want to share before we open the prayer?
Not necessarily. My heart is happy, and I'm happy to be joining in prayer. It's a beautiful moment.
Sounds good. All right. Well, let's get started, everyone. Just wanting to greet all of our friends and family that are here joining us this evening, saluting you in this moment of arrival where we commune with the divine. And I want to give a special welcome to anyone who's new to our circle this evening. It's always a pleasure to receive those who desire to take a pause out of their day and commune with grace and let go and open up to what is true. So inviting everyone here to take a few deep conscious breaths. And as you're on the exhale, just releasing, relinquishing anything that you are holding from your day, from your past, and from your projected future, so that you can really enter here into present moment time. Scanning your body and feeling where you may be carrying tension and just relaxing, letting go into the mystery. Letting go of the worry that you may be carrying, the unnecessary burdens that are not ours to carry, having faith in this moment to let them go into something greater in the mind. And as we're doing that with all of the power of our intent, we're opening up to the spirit of the divine, calling in our Father Creator to shower us with the golden plain of wisdom, opening our crowns and feeling that connection with the light that is informing us in every moment. Feeling the Great Mother below us, how supported we are, in increasing our grounding in the process to enter into connection, to see in those areas in our life where we have went into a disconnect. And opening up our hearts in the center, where the mother and father reside, mother, father, God. Feeling the wellspring of grace that is eternal, no beginning and no ending, holding us, informing us. And guiding us in entering into the position of knowing that we are not separate. And what a gift to remember, calling on the spirit of sacred remembrance at this time. For the bells to ring of liberation into the sanctions of our divinity, of the holiness of love. And as we're going deeper into this communion, continuing to let go, perhaps asking what it is that you are in need of letting go of that need to control that feeling inside. And surrendering. Feeling the peace that is here, that is being ushered in this present moment time, with the willingness to let go. Calling on the angels, archangels, and the ascended masters in the higher planes of attunement. And the creator beings to be here with us and to sponsor these prayers this evening for clarity in our life, for our hearts to open, for us to let go of the judgments and the fears, to increase our faith in the mystery, our faith in the truth, our faith in the silent voice of integrity. That is whispering wisdom and truth. Help this voice to become louder than the fears, than the confusion, than the division. Help us to recognize that all of the division in the duality consciousness in the world has no place right here within our communion with unity. With all of creation. And help us to be more responsible in our lives and the ways that we respond and the ways that we react, that we can be more at peace, that we can have more acceptance for what is. And in that acceptance, that we can stand stronger. In our truth and raise our frequency, the melody of the song of creation that resides within our heart. Help us to learn how to play the strings of this melody, to stand strong in the victory of the truth. Help us to be a better friend to ourselves in those moments where we are trying so hard and efforting. And stepping ahead of this communion, that somehow we can remember how to surrender, to let go, and to allow the Spirit of God to guide us, the source of all of creation. Help us to be more humble. Help us to put our heads below our heart, to yield. Yield the mind to relinquish the need to be right and step into our sovereignty and look out of our eyes and see things for what they are, not through our history, not through what we think should be, but through your eyes, Creator. Through the eyes of compassion and love and acceptance. And help us to do this with ourselves. Help us to be kinder, more loving, more graceful, more honest. For in that honesty, we are set free. And as we're growing in this moment with this expansion, with this overflowing of love, help us to anchor this right here, wherever we are on the planet, to embody this, to anchor it, and to share it with all of creation, to no longer withhold our love. To let go of the resentments that are keeping us locked into the illusion of separation. Help us to accept and honor all those around us and their path, and let them be. Help us to walk in unity with all of creation, to restore the natural rhythm on the planet at this time, to unplug from the noise and to plug in to the truth. Help us at this time to open our hearts to feel where we have been guarded and to soften our gaze, to soften the guardings, and to be generous, generous with our love. So that in that generosity, we could stand in the spirit of gratitude, of oneness, and of divine understanding. Help all of us that are on this call to stand stronger in our path of truth, of freedom, of our creative gifts, without expectations, without ego, without comparison. Help us to let go of that comparison of ourselves to others and focus on our own journey and to fall into the wave of acceptance where love resides. Let us give gratitude in this moment for all of those things that we have to cherish, to shift our perception to what is versus what is not. Help us to catch those lies that try to interfere, that try to tell us that we are not the biggest lie. And at this time, to embody the truth of the I am that I am. Breathing in this spirit of grace, this love, this sacred remembrance of communion at this time, and sharing this with the sacred holy waters on the planet to increase the inscriptions of purification, of beauty, of sacred remembrance across the waters, to restore the balance and to ring in the feminine, the divine principle, the highest orders of the feminine principle of God, of the divine. And help us to purify the waters within in our emotional body, in our energetic body, to restore the purity of our essence, to remember the beauty way. Saying a special prayer at this time for the children on the planet, for all of the children who have had to put on the masks to fit into some concept, society's concept or family's ideas or whatever it is that creates division, and help them to restore their purity of essence, their authentic nature. And help us as adults to embody the childlike innocence once again within, to remember to play, to be free, to enjoy life, to enjoy being alive right here, right now, to let go of the bitterness of those things that we feel have wronged us, and recognize that those are our initiations to grow into the empowerment, to clear our karma, to raise our frequency, to evolve in our consciousness, to raise the bar in the higher frequency bands of attunement, to step into the higher planes of attunement, where the wonder and splendor of the celestial reigns reside, knowing that we are not separate, knowing that we are not alone, remembering that we are one, remembering this gift of grace that is right here, right now, and is attainable in every moment. Giving thanks for that remembrance. Breathing this in and out. The spirit of acceptance, the spirit of forgiveness. And with the totality of this oneness lifting up our prayer requests this evening, those that are written and spoken, and those that are not written or spoken, those that are difficult to formulate, that somehow in the magic mystery of your understanding, Creator, that you can read our prayers to sift through the confusion and to bring divine resolution. Lifting up a beautiful woman by the name of Cheryl Percos this evening, and praying for a blessing on her heart, on her mind, on her soul, for a reinvigorating of her liberty and truth, of her empowerment and making a good choice for her life, and that you can part the seas for her to open the doors to guide her at this time. And praying and sponsoring prayers for her children, for Adam Michael Tesseru, for Sophia Alana Bacon, and for Breeden Michaela Bacon, praying for special blessings on their life, praying for the spirit of addiction to be removed and the spirit of God to prevail, for divine inspiration to enter in, for the Holy Spirit to wash them clean, to reinvigorate them, to bring in not only those celestial angels, but earth angels to help them in this time of confusion and pain, and guide their beautiful mother to be able to let go and have strength and clarity and understanding of how to proceed. Sponsoring these prayers this evening and praying with this sponsorship for our retreats that we have going on, for the 20 women that are coming, for the transmission of self-love, and for our Toltec wisdom immersion, for the activation of the higher consciousness and the rituals that will occur, for blessings and anointing, blessings and anointing of communion, especially during this time as we're entering into the height of the sun of our Father Creator, that we all are afforded that gift of communion with the light, of the accomplishment of the birthing of this light at this time for our projects, for our hearts and for our minds, for our intent and for the evolution of our consciousness. To be able to leave that stamp of consciousness on planet Earth to raise the frequency and to commune with the higher frequencies and the universe at large. Giving thanks at this time for this opportunity to pray. Help all of us to learn how to pray in a good way for the greater good of the whole. To let go of any selfishness and align with the Holy Spirit and to pray in that way for the victory of the light, for the embodiment of love, for the truth to prevail in the victory of the light. We say these prayers always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Teoto.
Ome Teote. Thank you, Nina, for bringing us into communion with grace, with sacred remembrance, into the place and position of knowing that we're not separate and where we're guided to rise above the duality consciousness into unity, to be more at peace and acceptance of what is, attuned to the melody of creation that resides in our heart. Thank you for reminding us to be generous with our love. In the spirit of gratitude and divine understanding, in the strength of our gifts, shifting our attention to what is true, the truth of the I am that I am, and sharing that love with the world, with the waters, with the children, remembering that we're one and giving thanks for that remembrance, for the victory of the light and for the embodiment of love.
Thank you for recapping that so beautifully and for sharing the melting grace of your voice through the portal of prayer. Thank you, Monica.
My pleasure. It's really such a gift to be together in this way. And just wanting to salute everyone who's here and to say thank you for being here and joining in this beautiful prayer, and wanting to also inform you about some amazing offerings we have happening. So Nina shared we're coming to the apex, the peak of the sun, which is really such a sacred time. As she shared towards the end of the prayer, it's really such a sacred opportunity to really deepen in our understanding and our connection to the light above and within. And so we have some really amazing powerhouse offerings. This weekend, we'll have our Toltec Immersion, which is an in-person offering in Arizona, and there is still space available. It's a deep dive into really, the truth of who we are with the dismantling of the illusions that keep us in our separation. And it's so powerful. It's an evening and 2 full days where we will be guided in a morphogenetic field to do just that. And really, I'd say the way Nina encapsulated that beautiful prayer towards the end, that's what we'll be doing. So, inviting all of you who feel the call to please join us. And those of you who can't join us, we also have an amazing class next Wednesday for the peak of the sun for the summer solstice. And I believe it's actually on St. John's Day, so it's quite an auspicious day to be doing that.
Awesome.
So those are my announcements. And again, thank you, Nina, for being here. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And do you want to share anything else, Nina?
I think you said everything great. Maybe it's about the summer solstice essence.
Yeah, so as part of this mystery offering of a new earth movement, we also make alchemical essences, which really facilitate the remembrance of certain frequencies in our life. And so we make one on the summer solstice for that remembrance of the I am that I am and our connection to the creator. We call it the return of the light. And so it's really ushering in that return of the light in our consciousness and our understanding and helping us to pierce through the veil and remember who we are and ignite that sacred remembrance. So during this special time, we offer that at a discount. And really, all the essences are so powerful. They're very subtle, but they're truly transformative. So you can email a New Earth Awareness and learn more about that. And it's also on our social media, so you can find it there. And that's an easy way to find it as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right,
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, until we meet again, may we go in peace, and we'll be here again next Wednesday at 5.
Thank you.